Hello, everybody. Welcome to Conversations with Rookie in 2023. Please keep quiet. I haven't introduced you. So, of course, I have a guest with me. But I thought about this really long monologue before I start. And the reason is I hadn't recorded a podcast in a while, and this was the first podcast of the year. But I just want to say it's good to be back. I had a lot of when you haven't done something in a while, right? And then you get back to doing it. So I had a little bit of like hesitation and all of that. But I think it's going to be a really good time. You know, I always have conversations that change lives. And I know that, you know, your life will be changed and my life will be changed as we listen. So this is our first podcast for the year, and I was thinking that we were going to start off by discussing things that I learned in 2022, and hopefully my guest here would also discuss things that she learned in 2022, just before we start a new year. I know you all have, you know, probably forgotten 2022 already, but you know, it's a nice way to get back into the flow of podcasting again. Another thing is, this is one of the first. So this is my first podcast for 2023. And this is also my first podcast recording with someone physically present. So in the past, because of, you know, time difference or location difference or whatever it is, I've always sort of recorded online, you know, through like a video conference call. So this is the first time I'm actually recording with someone. And the person, you know, is my very, very good friend, Ozzy. And yeah, we're going to be having a good conversation. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably heard me rave or talk about Ozzy. So, you know, it'll be nice to get to know Ozzy.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Hey, Ozzy, how are you?
I didn't know when you were introducing me, so I was just...
I wasn't introducing you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know when to interject.
You've already interjected.
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Ozzy.
Good to meet you, fun. Ozzy.
Thank you, Rookie, for having me on your
podcast. How does it feel finally being on the podcast?
See, honestly, I feel like it's long overdue. I feel like you've circled around the bush. You've gone around, you know, everybody else. We've had great conversations. But you saved the best for last, you know?
This is the first for the year.
I mean, maybe not last, the first. First for the year.
Okay, but the thing is, anyway, so when you have a podcast, or if you ever have a podcast, like, you have people that want to be on the podcast, right? And they'll like, you know, tell you, oh, hey, I want you to come. I want to come on the podcast. Can I come talk about this? And all that is nice. And I usually like, you know, indulge those people and have them come. But then there are people that are close to you that you talk to the most sometimes that it doesn't really occur to you that they should be on the podcast. I think Ozzy was kind of in that category.
So basically, like, it's just like...
I just talk to you all the time. So I didn't really think about it that much.
It's okay.
But you're here, and I'm glad you're actually here, because someone was saying that we should talk about our friendship. which, by the way, let me tell you how this podcast started. I'm recording this podcast at a time when I don't want to because of Ozzy.
Oh, God.
So let's just start off by saying that it's not all rosy on this side. In fact, it's rosy, but there are plenty of thorns.
It's rosy, but we have our moments where, you know, I have to like restrain myself from...
When do you ever restrain yourself?
I do restrain myself.
It doesn't happen a lot.
What? Don't play me.
Okay, well, that's not why we're here, guys. So as you can see, there are a lot of... You know what? Let's get started. And this is why I haven't brought you on the podcast, because I feel like there's just too many triggers. All right. Okay, so the things I learned. I'll start with this.
Oh, God. See this first point. Okay, go ahead.
Stop looking into my nose. Okay. All right. So, number one, nobody will change for you unless they want to. And this is my ideology.
Oh, God. Okay. No, finish the points.
Please, allow me. This is my podcast. You only speak when you're spoken to. No, I'm kidding. But don't sit down waiting and thinking that somebody will change for you.
Definitely.
People often change for themselves. And even if it is about, like, say you're getting better for, like, a relationship, or, like, you're changing because you think changing would, like, people do it for themselves at the end of the day. Like, they do it for who they can say they're becoming. I just think, don't wait for anybody to change in you. And case in point is Ozzy. And so I actually wrote this, like, last year, at some point, this list last year, and I don't remember why I put your name there, but I think I remember me, like, talking to you about a few things, and you were like, I don't know. And then eventually, like, you go on and do those things, but it wasn't for the same reasons that I was telling you. Like, I was like, oh, you should do this, and maybe you should do that, and you're like, oh, okay, whatever. And then eventually you do it, but then you did it for you. You didn't do it because I told you. Right. You didn't do it because it was a good idea. Like, you had to come to that decision yourself. Definitely. And, like, that was what I learned. So, what's the first thing you learned?
First thing I learned, 2022.
Wait, how does it feel being on the podcast, though?
It feels great. I mean, I feel like, honestly, we have great conversations.
We do.
And I think, you know, this is an opportunity for people to kind of get some insight into, like, you know, some of the things that we talk about, and I think a lot of people will relate from this conversation, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
One thing that I do when anyone comes to my podcast is I always say how I met them.
Oh, yeah.
And I always ask them how they met me. But then how we met, was it special? I don't think it was.
It was. Because we met, I feel like it's the
place. We met in church.
We met in church, but not only in church. We met at a program.
Okay, what program?
It was Thai conference.
Okay.
And the first interaction, real interaction we had, was you literally laying hands on me.
Really?
I tell you this all the time. Why are you acting like you forgot?
But then so did you fall? No.
Yeah, you were like under the power of the Holy Ghost.
I was. That was a very
you were drunk. Yeah. You were gone. And you just, you know, you were laying hands on everybody.
I was.
And then you laid hands on me. And then you shared a powerful prophecy.
How about that?
And
how about the prophecy?
Well,
I mean, you may be building your way up there.
Yeah, you know,
because where you're at right now, right? Like, that actually may open up opportunities.
Yeah, it's not like doesn't mean that.
But you know the thing about prophecies, like when you get a prophecy, it's actually your responsibility to
bring into pass. Yeah,
yeah. So think about that, Ozzy.
Either way, the point is we met like.
But I feel like I kind of met you before I met you.
You saw me before you met me.
No, I met you before I met you.
How?
Like, I'd heard about you before I met you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, Rachel then was, like, would always talk about you. And, like, you guys are working on, like, building a stage or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just interesting.
Shout out to Pastor Rachel.
Yeah, Pastor Rachel now. Rachel
then. In our early days of work. Of
right. Ministry. And, like, it just didn't work out.
It was terrible. It was.
And you guys stayed up all night.
Oh, my God. I mean, God bless our hearts for the effort.
The purity and service.
The effort that we really wanted to do something different with that stage, but.
Yeah, so we had a church conference, and she was, like, in charge of, like, designing the sets for the stage or whatever, and just didn't work out. So that's when I started, like, hearing about you, like, all the work that you guys were putting in. And then I think eventually when I saw you, I thought to myself, like, this baby's tall. Yeah, tall and fine, you know, those two things. And then it was I think from there we just, like, sort of connected, and, like, there was always, like, a mutual, like, understanding and whatever.
Yeah, but that's not what brought our friendship to where it is now, though.
What brought our friendship to where it is now?
My intentionality.
And you're pursuing me.
I literally pursued you.
You did. Let's talk about that. Okay, so we talk about how, like, we actually met, and then we had, like, other interactions from there, but, like, what was the sort of tipping point to us becoming, like, friends?
When you told me that, like, you didn't consider me as a friend, only as an acquaintance.
Yeah, you have to tell people.
So, literally, I, like, knew, like, she literally told me that,
do you remember the conversation that
I remember the conversation. What were we talking about? I was in the kitchen.
I was in the bathroom.
And you were like,
were you really in the kitchen?
I was in the kitchen.
But I had called you, right? And then you were in the car and you're like, oh, I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Did you call me back?
I'm not sure if I called you back or if you did.
Interesting.
But I think you called me back.
Of course, because you didn't, you know.
Right. Back then I was terrible with, like, just calling people back. So But I remember you just telling me, like, it's almost like just paint the scenario in your head, you know, and I'm sure everybody can relate to this. You know, let's say in your mind, you think you're really cool with somebody, like you're really, really cool, like, and then the other person's like, I don't really rate you that
That's not
much.
true. Not rate.
Like,
I
I
always
don't.
rated you, but like we weren't friends.
Yeah.
Like, we were cool. That's the thing. We were really cool.
So if you want to know what, like, what really did it, she broke my heart. That's what it was. My heart was broken because I'm sitting here thinking that Ricky is my friend and I
Well,
consider
your
her my
definition
friend.
of friend was different because
Exactly.
we would see and we would talk and we would laugh and we had each other's numbers. But
Yeah.
like, and you had even come to visit me once.
Yeah. And
But I was like,
that's because, like, my definition of friendship
was shallow.
was very shallow and superficial. Like, I'm the type of person, like, if I see you, hey, what's up? We're cool. And if I don't see you for the next, like, 3, 4 months, we're still friends. I'm not bugging, like,
I
you
mean, there
know.
are friends like that. I have
Yeah.
those kind of friends, but
But
like,
yeah.
has your definition of friendship changed?
Well, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
'Cause we I remember we had that conversation and you told me, like, why you considered me an acquaintance.
Ish.
And
Ew.
and I was just like, dang, like, I'm thinking you're my friend, like, and I actually want to be friends with you, and you look at me as an acquaintance. So I was just
Which
like,
is not
okay,
bad. So if, yeah, being an acquaintance isn't a bad thing.
it's not a bad thing.
But that's not where you want it to
But
stay.
you know, another lesson learned in 22, like, know your place with people. Don't just assume that's learning, know your place with people because it's important. Like, it can be, you know.
What made you learn that in 2022?
I mean, I
Was there
think,
any like particular event?
no, not necessarily. I think you were, like, the first person to tell me, like, yeah, you know, Cozy, you're a great person, but I don't really rate you like that.
Don't say that. No, because rating someone and
And then,
like
what's the
them not
word?
being your friend is two
Yeah,
different things. Like, you can
okay.
absolutely rate someone that isn't your friend.
True.
And you know, of course I rated you.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, from that conversation, I realized, like, wow, like, because I think also something I really appreciate about that conversation is because you actually, like, broke down, like, really what it means to have an intentional friend, a person that you are involved with. You guys, you're both involved in each other's lives in some way. So I was like, all right, fine, okay. You know, not a problem, cool. And I think, like, the next, was it 2 weeks
I
later,
think
I
so.
came to visit you in Philly
From
from
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Like, you know, and then it's been.
I think that was very touching to me because my love language is like quality time. And
Yeah.
like you actually came for a whole weekend. I think you came on Friday and
Yeah.
I made pepper soup for you.
You did.
I did. I made
It was
pepper soup
so
for
good,
you.
guys.
It was good.
Rookie can cook.
Throw it down. And people seem surprised when I can cook.
What? That's crazy.
Maybe I just don't give off, you know, wife material, which I should start giving up in 2023.
Listen.
But yeah, aside from just wife material, you know, we're all progressive people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a life skill.
It is.
And I love food, as you guys, if you follow me, you probably know that I love
Major
food.
foodie.
Major foodie. So I have to know how to cook, you know. So
That's
yeah,
true.
that was fun.
It was.
So we went out and we did stuff, and then the very next weekend I came
Yeah.
to Baltimore, and it's been
Like a back and forth ever since.
it's been like
No,
ping
but
pong,
like,
like,
literally.
yeah.
So, literally, like, imagine for the next 3 months, like, we were, like, literally visiting each other 1 week after the other. And I think what it did for us was, you know,
Why are you
we.
speaking for me? What did it? Okay, go on. What
Okay,
did it?
fine.
No,
What
what
it
did
did for
it? What
me,
did it for us? Because
what it did for us is that it really kind of helped us to really not only get to know each other, but spend time with each other, but really kind of, I guess, like, build a foundation for our friendship.
Right. And that's I think that's what I talked about because I figured like we lived in different cities.
Yeah.
And we would only see each other like ever
Thank
so
God we're like
often.
an hour apart, really, to be
Like
honest.
an hour 40 minutes,
Oh, yeah.
45 minutes. But aside from that, it's like we lived in different cities, like we had different whole lives, and for you to say like we're friends, like even if we talk once. I have friends that talk once a year to, like, once in, you know, twice in a year, like that kind of thing. Like friends you just check in on them, like, hey, you know, what's going on? Or, hey, this big life event just happened. Like, you know, those are friends. But because we do have a foundation, and I think that's what I was saying, it's like, there's no foundation. We can't just, for me personally, for other people maybe, but for me, I was just like, yeah, there's no foundation. Like, we have to build a foundation. Like, I have friends that, like, you know, I probably don't see enough, probably don't talk to enough, but, like, we can't ever go back to, like, those are my guys, right. You know? And I think that's, you know, we kind of took that and then went on steroids. But, yeah, you know, you kind of, like, pursued me, and I'm not very, like, I'm kind of cheap, so.
Oh, my God. But what? You're not cheap. What?
No. Cheap in that regard. Not cheap in general, but, like, I feel like if you put in effort, like, I definitely respond to efforts.
Yeah, inconsistency.
Yeah. And at that time, I was like, see, this friendship thing you're trying to do, like, I don't have time for it.
Yeah, and I think also it was really interesting time for you because around that time you were kind of, you know, your whole idea my business. To friendships was a little, like,
yeah,
it was a little weird.
I come from, like, it wasn't weird. It was just friendship hurt. Like, yeah, I come from, like, hurt. A major, like, friendship hurt. And it was just, I was just like, bro, like, I don't have time for this. Yeah. I was like, I don't have time for this. And yeah. But then you actually tried.
And, you know, honestly, one of my goals was to show you that just because, you know.
You have goals.
Yeah, I did. I was like, you know what? Like, I actually wanted to show you that just because something didn't work out doesn't mean you should close yourself off
I'm still
to
not convinced.
Friendships. All right. Well.
I think friendship is such an integral part of who I am that I don't think I could ever really
meaningful
friendship.
Not just like any.
Not just, yeah. I don't think I could ever really close myself. But at that point, if I ever, yeah, definitely major hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of how we met. And I think I want us to talk a little bit about, like, being able to, like, see each other, like, often, because it so happened that my church was in Baltimore, and even though I was living in Philly, my church is in Baltimore.
Yeah, our church. Well,
at the time, like, you've changed churches, like, you've moved to another church, sure, in another location. But my church at the time was in Baltimore, and we went to the same church, so it was easier for me to come to Sunday service, having a friend that I could stay with for the weekend. But then we would also, like, do fun stuff, because I think maybe we just didn't have people around that wanted to do fun stuff. So we'd do fun stuff, like, on the weekends, and then on Sunday was church. So it was a win-win for me. So I thought, and then, you know, things started to unfold. But so my number one point is that nobody will change for you. And I learned a lot about acceptance. I don't know that I learned, maybe I only learned that last year. Yeah. Like, I learned a lot about just accepting people.
Yeah.
You know? And it doesn't mean that you have to, like, stay. It doesn't mean, like, you have to encourage it, but it just means, like, you know, accept people for their differences. And yeah. And I think two of us, we couldn't be more different. We are so different.
I wonder how we even, like...
It's mind-boggling.
How we even, like, really interact without, like...
We're very different.
So what different. What are some, like... Differences?
Yeah, glaring examples.
Okay. I would say you are very cognizant of time. Whereas I'm still learning. I wouldn't say I'm terrible, but, like, Rookie she's really good with timeliness, and I appreciate her for that.
This is the first time you've said that, Lauren. I should have done this sooner, but go on.
What else? What are some other differences? I think I'm more...
I was thinking in terms of, like, appearance. Like, you're definitely someone that puts in time into how you look.
Oh yeah.
And into, like, your hair and makeup, and whereas I don't put in time into that.
You do, though.
I put in time into getting there early. You put in time into getting there and making a statement. I'm not saying that I don't put in time into how I look, but the time I put into how I look on the scale of what you put
more
in
efficient.
Is more efficient and it's more minimal.
Yeah. I mean, I wake up earlier. That's all. And I take
recently,
but I just take, you know,
and even like skincare, like I never like did skincare until I met you, like a lot of stuff.
She was very dry.
No, a dry, don't say skin that.
I helped her with moisture.
Well, that's one. So yeah, I think just that's one difference. What else comes to your mind? I think even like personality wise, like Ozzy's an extrovert.
I am.
I'm an introvert.
Like, I love people.
Yeah, she's the kind of person.
Very
to, like,
bubbly and fun, and I will.
So this is like a real life scenario. We go to a store to buy something, or maybe we're checking out somewhere, and it's like, you know, I'm there. Like, this is me. I go in. I go to buy something. Hey, can I get this? Can I get that? Sure. I pay and I walk out. I was like, oh, I love your nails. Like, where do you get your hair done? I'm just, and then I'm standing there like, okay. And then she strikes up a conversation, and I mean, I learned something from that, and I do it more now because I see like people definitely respond differently. Like, you'll give you a free sample, they'll give you free stuff. Like, I don't know if you're doing it to obtain from them, but I don't think so. But I think you just genuinely enjoy it, and those are like personal. Like, you want to interact with people. I don't.
Yeah. I'm a people person. I am. I really enjoy, you know, talking to people. I mean, sometimes it's not always the best timing, but I mean, I think, you know.
Yeah, and then like after church, like once church is over, like I want to go home. Because, you know, love y'all, but peace. Ozzy's like, oh, hi, how are you? Like hugging every, and that thing drives me, because when I was, when I was younger, it's like, church is over and your mom is greeting like 5 million. So it was just like, and I always told myself, like, when I grow up after church, I'm going to. I'm totally that. So those are some differences that I can think of. What are some fundamental? Oh, another difference is, so I told Ozzy, hey, like, we're going to be talking about like things we learned in 2022. I have a list. You should make a list. Guess who came with a list? Me. Guess who did not come with a list? Ozzy.
I have a list, but it's in my head.
That's not true.
It is true.
Okay, what's this? What's one thing you learned in 2022?
That's why I was typing it down.
But you're typing it now.
But I have it in my head. I do. The first thing I was going to talk about.
So as you can see, one of us is more organized than the other one.
All right, well. Exposed me.
Okay, but yeah, go on. So let's move on to things we've learned.
Okay, so one thing that I've learned in 2022 is if you don't go for more, you'll stay at the level that you're at.
Wow. But that's obvious.
No, but
break it down.
Okay, let me break it down. Like, you can live your life and think that, okay, you've made it, you're fine. Mm-hmm. But it kind of ties into like your first point, actually. But, you know, I think really what it comes down to is like, it's either you are going to be more extraordinary in your life, or you're going to stay at the mediocre level that you're at.
Wow.
Like, it's only up to you to actually go for more, go for higher, because nobody's going to do that for you.
That's true.
And you have to decide and understand what's that higher level.
Right.
What is more? Because, for example, let's say, you know, you have a business. You guys have been, you know, maybe generating $500,000 in income. Okay, your team is looking to you to know what's the next level. And it's up to you to go for it.
Mm.
And I feel like that's something
that should... How did you learn
that? I mean... Well, a lot happened during 2022 to me, man. Like, do I go into it now or no? Like,
guys, I'm trying to squeeze out all the juice. So.
No, she wants me to overshare. That's what she wants me to do.
I don't want you to overshare because it's my podcast and that means more listens. But I don't want you to share more than what's comfortable with you.
Yeah.
That's important to me. And I always tell everyone, it's like, please share what's comfortable with you.
Right.
But you have to give context because, you know, conversations that change lives. Someone is listening and it's like,
right, what happened?
What happened? How do you learn that?
Yeah. So to be honest, I was supposed to get married in 2022. And it didn't happen. You know.
Passing a tissue. Do you still cry about it?
I Well, that's
you can't say that because he may be listening. Please. And if he's listening, she doesn't cry about it, but you can tell me the truth in private. I'm kidding.
Anyway, long story short, you know, in the same month that that happened, I had an eye consultation with my doctor. And, you know, he's literally telling me that I'm going blind in my right eye. In the same month, I lose my job. I get fired from my job. And so imagine, like, all these different things happening in the same month. And, you know, I was just like, Lord, what is going on? And I felt like it was, you know, a moment for me to, like, really think about, okay, my life. And I had two choices. I can either sulk and, you know, ask God why.
Which you did.
Which I had a moment.
Yeah.
You know, I went through that. But after I got out of that, you know, I decided that, okay, you know, Ozzy, you have to pick yourself up and go for more. You know, dare to dream again and see what more can I do? Like, what do I want to do? What do I want to accomplish? Because, like, this doesn't have to be my story or define my story. So I think that was kind of the catalyst that helped propel me. Not necessarily saying all those things have to happen to you or those terrible things.
Make sure
they
don't happen to you.
They don't.
Yeah.
But the point is that, you know, it's only you that can really, you know, propel yourself forward, and you have to decide, you know, you know, what that looks like for yourself.
You just have to do something.
Yeah.
Like, One of the things that I hear about, like, you know, being an adult, we can have a whole episode on adulting. Maybe we should.
We really should. Adulting.
Adulting. That'd be interesting. But, you know, but aside from that, it's like, when we're kids, right? Like, you went to school and, like, you know, in Nigeria, it was like primary one, primary two, primary three. You guys had grade one, grade two. Like, you would go through that. There was a preset curriculum. You had to take these classes, and it was automatic promotion. Every year was better than the last year. But once you start adulting, no one's giving you certificate for completing a class. Like, if you don't enroll in the class, first of all, if you don't enroll in the class, you're not going to get the class. If you do enroll and you don't go through the class, like, so it's like you have to set the parameters, or else, like, the whole year would go by.
Literally.
And you found that you didn't do anything.
Didn't accomplish anything.
Because you literally have to set yourself for the next level.
Exactly.
And if you're coming into 2023, like, we're already in 2023. And I'm happy I'm talking about this now, because a lot of people have goals at the beginning of the year that they've already abandoned. Like, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, you have to literally, like, set goals and milestones and things that you want to do, and just dream.
Yeah.
And I think that's something I was really, really excited about. Like, I was, like, seeing you dream again and being like, okay, like, okay, this has happened. The next chapter of my life is going to look very differently. I think that's such an important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is this... How do you feel?
It's going this way. Like, yeah.
All right. So something else I learned is that family is so, so, so important.
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, that's a good one. I think for both of us.
Yeah. You talk about that. Yeah. But let me talk about mine first. I think growing up, like, I moved away from home. Like, I've lived away from home for, like, a very long time. Like, when I was, like, 9 years, 10 years, I went to boarding school, and I've never, like, stayed 1 year at home, like, uninterrupted since I was nine. So I had to do a lot of growing up away from my parents, even though, like, I had their influence and all that. And it's interesting, because they have to put so much in you by the time you're nine, that when you leave, you're not a horrible person. Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they knew that.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but I think by nine, my character had already formed. Like, I was definitely one of those people that my character has formed at 9, 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I think most of my friends that I went to school with, when they see me again, they're like, you're still the same. You're just, like, now born again. Like, you're still the same annoying rookie, but, like, you're Christian now. You're doing the Lord's work. So I think, so growing up in that situation and then coming to the US when I was like, what, like 16? Mm-hmm. And like growing up by myself, I've stayed away from family for a long time. Yeah, so, you know, when I went back home, it was really nice that I didn't have to worry about a lot of stuff. I just like, you know, felt safe, felt well taken care of. And just like, even family, like, will go extreme for you. Like, they'll go to, you know, to every length for you. And that they won't even, at least my family. So I don't thank God for that. And that's something I learned. Like, you know, yeah, we spend our time working. We spend our time doing a lot of things. Like, but family is important. And if you can get time to chill with family and, like, prioritize family, like, absolutely do that.
Definitely.
So
I think for me, that's also something else. That's something I learned in 2022.
And I was talking to you about this in 2021.
Yeah. Like, I haven't always had the best relationships with my family, like my siblings. I'll say I've had like better relationships with my siblings, but you know, it's definitely improved a lot.
Yeah, because when you grow up, like you also like you're living your life and they're living their lives, and then at some point just realize everyone is like moving in a different direction, and we don't even really know who each other, you know, who this person is anymore.
Right. So 2022, I moved in with my, first of all, I'm the oldest of four siblings. I have two younger sisters, one younger brother. And so in 2022, I moved in with my younger sister, Uzo, which I don't know. I mean, she's very popular on Instagram. But yeah, so we moved in together. And it just so happens that in the same area, my youngest sister, who goes to, you know, Towson, is right down the street. So for the first time, we're like all like in the same proximity, like literally like 10 minutes from each other.
Right.
The only person that is still like, you know, kind of far away is my brother, who's at home with my parents. But I think just from that perspective, you know, learning, like kind of improving my relationships with my siblings. You know,
I'm dealing through like some sibling hurt too.
Like I think also like being so close, like I was able to talk to my younger sister, and she actually like told me like, you know, something. She's like, yeah, it was, you weren't there for me. And that was like really hard to like
hear,
confront, like you know, that she was holding on to this pain for some time. And I was just like, dang, like I really need to develop my relationship
do better
as an older sister with my younger sister, because like she really felt like there was a gap in her life where like I wasn't there, and my other sister Uzo was there, so she kind of like took in my place. But you know what I didn't realize is she really wanted me to be to her what I was to Uzo. And yeah, so what, that's, you know, it's been a progressive journey.
How is it like seeing the both of them closer than they are with you?
I mean, honestly, I understand it.
Yeah.
I get it, because Uzo was at home. I wasn't. I was away at school. So it was Uzo, my youngest sister, and then my brother, still at my parents' house. And so, like, it makes sense. And I'm not mad at it. I'm glad for it.
Yeah.
Because it's better to have
somebody. They
have
a nice relationship. Yeah.
It's better to have, you know, somebody than nobody.
Like, so yesterday, like, we're just chilling, and they're like, what, 11 p.m. or 10 p.m.? No, it was like 9. She drops by, and, like, it was nice, like, seeing you being able to, like, be close to, because, yeah, I didn't understand how you lived in the same, like, state. And you would go like months without seeing family, because I felt like if I was privileged enough to be in the same, like at some point we were in like 3 or 4 different time zones, my family, and it's just 5 of us. I have 2 brothers and my mom and my dad. So like, yeah, I think family is so important, and every opportunity, every chance I get to spend time with them, I'm going to take it in 2023.
Yeah.
Do you want to go next? Stuff you learned in 2023?
I mean, let's go down here, because I feel like a lot.
Let's go down my list. Okay.
No, because like,
who actually made the list?
No,
me.
So.
And who didn't make a list and doesn't.
That are kind of crossing. Like, I wrote something similar about family, but you just kind of got to it faster.
Where did you write it? Show me.
Mine was on, like, the fourth. Like,
this is what I'm saying about preparing. and then, music.
Okay.
So, I learned in 2023 that music matters. Like, the kind of music you listen to is so, so, so important. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's interesting because at the end of every year, like, you do a Spotify Wrapped. And, of course, like, I'm a church girl. Like, I go to church. You know, I'm a Christian minister of God, Christian leader, leading young people, you know, all that, all that. Mm-hmm. So, like, my Spotify Wrapped for the end of the year was very interesting. I can't find it anymore, but, like, maybe I deleted it, maybe somewhere there. But, like, definitely my most played song was not a Christian song.
What song was it, Ricky?
It was Kurosa by Oxlade. And
shout out to Oxlade.
My most played artist wasn't a Christian group or a Christian artist. It was Asake. Asake's album, though.
No.
But that's by the way.
That's my point.
Go
ahead. Continue.
So, yeah, and I think when I, you know, put it out, because I usually show my Spotify Wrapped, like, I love to interact with people, and it was just fun, and people were like, wait, we didn't see that coming, definitely blindsided by that, but I was like, I knew what I had been listening to the whole year, and yes, like, it was my gym music, part of it was like, oh, I'm at the gym, and then I'm listening to, like, something upbeat, and another part of it was just, like, I thought the songs were really nice, like, Burna's album, Asake's album, like, Asha's album, like, a lot of the Afrobeat albums that came out last year, I really enjoyed. But then, I mean, I look at it and, you know, I started learning about, like, symbolisms and, like, music, the music industry. First of all, for, like, a song to go very far, like, people do things. In church, right, when we have programs, like, if we want, like, 1,000 people to be in church, like, we pray, we fast, like, we do a lot for God to bring in those people.
Yeah.
And so when someone in the world does music, don't assume that. Music is spiritual, first of all, because it wasn't man's idea. It was God's idea.
Yeah.
You know, and I think as Christians, we've had this debate of, like, should I listen to secular music or should I not?
It's like,
is it bad
battle.
Or is it good?
Like,
yeah. Am I going to go to... And it's not even about heaven or hell.
Yeah.
It's not that you're going to go... It's just the kind of the quality of life. And I'll say this. Was I listening to those kind of songs, like, would it inspire me to read my Bible? No, it didn't.
Yeah.
I probably even read my Bible less listening to that kind of music.
Yeah. Quite fleshly.
Because it's just, the beats, right. Because there's songs you listen to and immediately, like, you go into a session of prayer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if that is my spirit's response to that song, when I'm listening to another kind of song, what is my spirit's, like, my spirit, you know, and I know this, so, like, towards the end of last year, I was just like, you know what, the Holy Spirit convicted me, like, I was just like, look, it's not about heaven or hell. Like, it's not a thing of don't listen to anyone that is not Christian. But for me and my personal walk and where God is taking me, I know, like, that's not something that is good for my spirit because it doesn't encourage the ministry of the Holy Spirit in my life. Definitely. It's like, how is God talking to you when 1 minute you're playing Glory, Lord, and the next minute you're playing and, like, it's confusing. And trust me, like, your flesh, because it is feeding to your flesh, and your flesh will rule.
You know, also something I thought about is, you know, especially in, like, 2022, well, really, 2021, 2022, even God himself, like, with all, like, Love World Singers had, like, released.
What is Love World Singers?
Oh, right. Love World Singers is a, our Christian, it's our ministry, well, I would say, our ministry choir? But they're it's not like they're a global choir. I mean, if you go on Spotify, if you go on Apple Music, I would definitely suggest, you know, listening to them. If you if you're a Christian and you really want, you know, to find music that really just uplifts your uplifts your spirit, but it's just it's divinely you know, orchestrated, you know, to actually promote, you know, your spiritual life, help you to worship God properly and pray.
And praise God. And praise God. Yeah, let's even talk a little bit about praise. It's like some songs you hear is like, you know, I am so blessed, I am so rich,
right?
Hallelujah, it's the overflow for me. Like, I'm trying to use like those kind of lyrics that we love, like, you know, Lord, you're my provider. You know, I don't want to sing anyone's actual song.
I'm not trying to get copyrighted.
But then it's like a lot of those songs aren't actually praise.
Yeah,
like praise is your honor, it's your adoration, it's your thanksgiving
to God.
Like, it's to God.
Right.
Like, imagine, like, they're like, oh, say something about, like, Ozzy on her birthday. And I'm like, well, honestly, I'm actually such a great friend to Ozzy. Like, there was one time I did this and I did that. Yeah, happy birthday. Like, you just made it about you. Yeah. And I think for a long time, like, a lot of our praise was inward, like, self-effacing. Like, but, you know, so Love World Singers, like, if you listen to their songs, actually, like, praising God with psalms, with hymns, like...
Like, the content, the actual words,
yeah,
the lyrics in itself, they're just...
Yeah, and like, the first of all, it takes your prayer, your praise, your worship life to a different level.
Totally.
Like, it gives meaning to the words that you're giving. So,
actual
I didn't know the year. I was just like, bro, like, I'm kind of over it. And, like, there have been times where, like, I'll enter someone's car this year, and they're playing, I'm like, please, can you turn off the music? I don't listen. Like, I can't give myself. And even I was talking to my friend Chiamaka, who was on the podcast. So you should listen to the episode with Chiamaka, When Friendships Change.
Shout out to T.
Yeah. So we're talking about, I was like, a lot of this thing is through reels. And I'll give you an example. When I talk about symbolisms in music, it's like, we assume that everybody is good and nice, and it's true. But you, unless you know and understand what is influencing someone, you have to be careful. So there was a song, like, I really like, that was probably like my top 20 songs. I really enjoyed the song. There was no video. When the video came out, I thought it was just like a mellow, melancholic song with a nice beat. The beat was nice. For me, it was always about the beats. But that's also, again, feeding your flesh. Like, it's not really helping your spirit. And as a Christian, like, you shouldn't be at this point, it's 2023, stop debating, is it good or is it bad? No, what helps your spiritual life? Like, what helps your growth? What gives honor to God?
Yeah.
You know, this, if you can help it, right, do the right thing. You know, so I watched the video of the song, and there was like masquerades and like some interesting like African religious type things. And I'm like, wait, this song didn't have anything to, but that was the artist's interpretation. And he said, music is spiritual. And apparently in the song, he was calling out to some gods to sort of help him. And I'm like, I was singing this song the whole of last year.
Crazy.
And so it's like, if it's not Christian, please, I beg, I'm not interested. So that's one thing I learned last year. Like, music is spiritual.
It
like
is.
People have used music to summon demons. People have, the same way that we feel the presence of the Holy Ghost so strong when we're praising. Think about what you are feeling when you're listening to other kinds of songs that are not spiritual. It's just, I can go on and on and on, but that was definitely something I learned like a hard, like, you know, boundary that I set.
Have you ever like listened to a song while you're asleep, when you're about to go to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
Like, I typically don't listen to sounds when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, like, I've done that before, and, like, literally, I feel like, I don't know, like, because, like, you know, like I said, like you said, you know, music is spiritual. Like, sometimes, like, the, you can just kind of feel, like, it's, like, weird. Like, you can just kind of get a sense of, like, kind of, like, what's the underlying influence of some songs, like, so.
Yeah. And even since then, like, there's songs that were like, yep, nope, not this song. Like, and he would tell me, like, there's a lot I can't say, obviously, because it was personal, like, private to me. But, yeah, there's some artists that I wouldn't even listen to, like, in passing.
Yeah.
And reels does a lot to, like,
give,
put
goodness.
Songs in your
Instagram
head that you're not
reels.
Yeah.
That's
TikTok.
Really the main
it's like,
reason
yeah,
why I
like,
even
that's
know
how,
half these songs.
Exactly. Like, you can't really, unless you say you don't want to be on those platforms, which can be tough. But, like, yeah.
Because not like I'm, like, on these people's pages. Like,
exactly.
Like, getting, like, knowing what when they drop their album, you know, like, looking for their concert tickets. Like, I'm minding my business.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like Instagram just shoves these songs down your throat, you know, and next thing you know, you're you're singing songs, lyrics, you don't even know, like, how did it get in my head?
Exactly. And even where the song is coming from. So, yeah, that's something, you know, I learned. What about you?
For music?
No, like, what else did you learn in 2022?
Oh, what else did I learn in 2022? I think for me, one thing I definitely learned is just kind of, I had a different revelation of just God's love for me. Even prior to, you know, everything that happened that I mentioned earlier, I was going through a lot. And I think you remember, like, even prior to that, like, just even up, leading up to everything that happened in my relationship, you know, there was a lot, like, my former relationship. there was a lot internally that I was battling with. You know, because I was like really just trying to understand, okay, like, Lord, like what's going on? Like, and I feel like a lot of things that should have like really ended badly didn't. And I looked back at that and I was like, wow, like, God really loves me, like, personally. And I think it's, you know, I mean, it's kind of sad that it takes you to actually, like, go through some things to actually see that. But personally for me, like, I made mistakes. And the way that I felt like, even through those mistakes, the Holy Spirit just covered me. It could have ended really bad. Like, I could have, like, literally landed on my face, skid the skin off of my flesh, my face. But it didn't. Like, I looked back and I was like, wow, Lord, like, I see how you, like, covered me. I see how you made a provision for me and helped me through this. And I was just like, wow, like, that's a father's love. You know, that's really a father's love. And, you know, God's love really just, you know, was amplified to me in 2022. And I think, you know, I'll just use this as an opportunity to just, you know, tell anyone that's listening, you know, it doesn't matter.
You gotta preach.
Just a quick moment, you know. Is this mic on? It's like, no, just kidding. you know, anyone that's listening, honestly, you know, doesn't matter what you're going through or, you know, maybe what you've been through in, like, 2022, you know, it doesn't matter how far you've gone, how bad it is, how terrible it looks. And I know this sounds very cliche because we always say it, like, oh, God loves you. But, like, I think it's important to understand that there's nothing in this world, if even in the midst of our sin and darkness, God loved us, and that there's nothing now that you do or happen that's going to change that for you.
Right.
And I think it's important to understand that, because once you know that, wow, you know, it doesn't matter what I do in this life, what happens to me, where I go, how far I travel or go astray, if God cared for me then when I was in darkness or a sinner or X, Y, and Z, He still loves me now, and
that's fact.
You know, he'll still pursue me. He'll still come after me, and all I have to do is just kind of just remember that, you know. And I think it's important, you know. So
yeah, and I think the work is also on you to, like, explore that love, because God already demonstrated His love.
Yeah.
He's already there, you know. So it's important for you to, like, actually be conscious of it. Something else that I learned was that consistency will take you far. Like, you know, last year I went on my, like, health journey, and not just my health journey, but also, like, getting my hair locked and, like, just a few other things. Like, I know, like, if you be consistent and just stick to it, like, if you show up every single day, like, you'd make so much more progress than wishing and dreaming, which is also another thing. It's like, a wish is different from a goal. Like, I was in a meeting and someone was asking me, like, oh, what are your, like, you know, goals for the year? And I realized, like, wait, it's not a goal, it's a wish. Like, I'm wishing that, you know, I would have, like, this body, like, at a certain time. But I'm like, I wasn't actually doing anything to get there. So, you need to know what are wishes in your life, mm-hmm. and what is a goal, and how to move a goal from a wish. Like, a goal is measurable,
yeah.
a specific, it's, you know, what's the word? It's time bound, right? Like, you, it's realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't lose like 50 pounds in 2 weeks. That's a wish. It's not a goal.
Right.
And even if I do lose 50 pounds, like, what is the realistic way or strategy? So goals have strategies. Goals have like steps they have to do. So that's something that I learned. Yeah. What else? How are you?
No, I like that consistency point, because I feel like definitely you've taught me that.
Mm.
If there's one thing about Rookie, she's a consistent babe. She's in anything she does or anything she...
Except my podcast. No, I'm consistently not... So I'm consistent in not being consistent, at least.
But...
And I always tell people that, like, even if you feel you're inconsistent, think about it. You're consistently inconsistent. No, but I'm not consistent. I'm not inconsistent this year. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's one thing I would say, like, you have rubbed off on me on, like, learning how to be consistent. And you've actually changed my mindset, because I remember you told me, like, well, you know, because I used to think that I was a very inconsistent person. Mm-hmm. I actually struggled with that word. Mm-hmm. It was because it was something my father,
mm-hmm.
you know, who is a very valiant Igbo man. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing he would always say, and he always, like, engraved in our minds as children, is consistency is the mark of a champion.
Mm.
And so what I struggled with a lot when I was younger is every time, like, I was consistent or doing something, and then, like, let's say, like, I stopped doing it,
mm-hmm.
I would always feel like, dang, I'm a loser.
Mm.
And so, like, I would pick it up, but I would pick it up again, but then I would just always see, like, oh, like, I wasn't consistent. Yeah. I wasn't, like, you know, solid.
I think
this.
one of the things that I do want to say about that is, like, and this is why, like, you actually have to take steps. Like, one of the things you said about, like, if you want more, you just gotta do more.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, I took this class called Taking Advantage of Your Potentials, TAP. Mm-hmm. I think Taking Advantage of Your Potentials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's called TAP.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But TAP taught me something about that. And one of the things I learned in TAP was, there are people that are starters,
mm-hmm.
there are people that are finishers,
yeah.
and there are people that are doers.
Yeah.
And if you know where you fall, you can better, like...
Pivot.
You can better seek the help that you need.
Yeah.
For instance, on a team... You don't need two starters, because you guys will start something that you never finish.
We'll never finish, yeah.
You don't need, like, people that are finishers, because finishers don't start.
Right.
So you need to figure out, where do you fall?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you're a starter.
I am.
But then that doesn't mean you're inconsistent. You could really just be consistent in starting things.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Because you're a starter doesn't mean that you can be a finisher.
Yeah.
It just means now you better understand yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone who's a light sleeper,
mm-hmm.
and they need to wake up in 2 hours. They set one alarm and they're good. They understand themselves. If you're a deep sleeper, you've probably told someone to come wake you up, or you set like 4 or 5 alarms. Here's the thing. Those two people are going to wake up at the same time.
Yeah.
But one person adjusted. They both adjusted for their levels.
Yeah.
So, and these are things you have to learn. Like, you have to go for, like, I didn't learn this. So this actually impacted my productivity in a way that I know I'm a starter,
mm-hmm.
and I know I'm also, like, I built consistent. I wasn't always consistent. Like, it's something I built, and there are more areas in my life where I can be, like, super consistent, but I was very, very conscious, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, honestly. Building, like, a habit. One of those habits I have is Rhapsody Club, like, reading the Rhapsody every single day at 8 a.m. If there's, like, extraneous situations where I'm traveling or whatever, but yeah, but, like, other than that, like, I will join as often as possible. And it was an ingrained thing. And so I give myself a win where there is something I'm consistent at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the word of God. So I think knowing that you're a starter, like, okay, so what can I do to continue? Knowing that I struggle with this, okay, maybe I should break down this 3-month thing into 3 each into 3 week blocks, so that I'm starting something every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Since I'm really good at starting, but it's the same whole project.
Yeah.
So that allows you to adjust your mind into constantly starting. So it gives you that dopamine and that reward of being a starter. I mean, there are people that are finishers where it will take them forever to start, but if they start it, they must finish it.
Yeah. And
actually, it's a training.
Yeah. And also that kind of, that goes into my next point for things I've learned in 2022 is what you start, you must finish.
Dun, dun, dun.
What you start, you must finish. And you know the reason why? The reason why is because there's a scripture. And I think I made, the Holy Spirit made this connection for me. There's a scripture that talks, actually, I should have wrote the scripture down. But it, there's a scripture that talks about, and I'll actually find it, but there's a scripture that talks about God is faithful to start, to finish what finish what he has started in
you. He who has started a good work in
yes,
you.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. And God so, is consistent. See, it's so, his nature.
So let me tie it together. The Holy Spirit actually talks to me. He said, if this is, if God is like this, and you have, and God lives in you, you also start what you finish.
Amen.
You have that same grace. You have that same spirit.
Amen.
And I think for me, that's what kind of brought it home. And so I literally had to, I was like, wow, like that's an identity thing that I need to change in my mind and stop thinking of myself as an inconsistent person.
Right.
Because this is who I am.
Yeah.
And that's why we look into the word to see who we are and to mirror who God has called us to be.
Hey.
So for me, I said to myself that no, I am a person that starts what I finish.
You're and consistently smiling.
I do. That's I consistently me. Smile. If you know me,
that's
I'm always smiling. And I have an anointed smile, by the way.
Okay.
But that's
and
that's
she says as she smiles.
But yeah. So and you know what was really interesting?
What?
Once I agreed with God's word.
Things started changing?
Literally. Things started changing. I was more consistent. I was seeing myself starting when I finished. I even went back to school. And I have it in my heart that I will finish this course. Because, you know, like, you know, the whole story about me, you know, my bachelor's degree. But, you know, I think that's what really kind of did it for me. So that was a really strong learning point for me.
That's like, amazing.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. I think one of the greatest things that the Holy Spirit can actually do for you is a change in perspective.
Oh my goodness.
Because perspective is everything. Like if you imagine mindset, having that,
not even perspective,
and imagine how many years. Mind. Yeah, like that kind of thing. Like, oh, I'm inconsistent. Like you'd never be consistent at anything.
And that's why.
And you like, struggle, but the whole thing was in your mind.
That's why the devil like literally attacks
your mind,
your mind, your thoughts, your identity.
Your identity. If he can confuse your identity, he has you.
Yeah.
Wow. Powerful. Yeah, so another thing I learned, I think maybe I'll move to like, you know, I'll just start talking about it because of time. Yeah, so I think I'm just going to go over it. Like, one of the things I learned was that, you know, giving is like, is about the heart. Like, I feel like that's something I kind of struggled with. And again, it was because of the thoughts. Like, I kept to this thought that you don't have enough and you're not going to have enough for yourself.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had that in mind that like, I don't like what I have isn't enough anyways. So let me just take care of myself. And that was something that I believed and I don't believe that anymore.
Yeah.
Even though I knew better, but I was looking at, so like giving is honestly about your heart. Like I've given more, even with the same. And you find that the more you give, honestly, the more you get. And that's something that's important to me. Like, I said some things at some point, like, I wanted to be known to be a kind person. I want to be known to be a giving person. And, you know, there's some more that I'll say, but those are the two things, you know, that this person's actually kind.
Yeah.
This person's actually giving. And I never want to compromise on that. So that's something that I learned, that it's not about how much you have. It's actually about the intention.
Yeah.
And recently, when I've had an intention or when I've had the intent to actually give, I always get to give. You know? Like, if you just go for it in your heart that I do want to give, I want to honor this person. Like, there are even things I've given that I didn't pay for. because I wanted to just be able to give.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. And then what else? Oh, say what you want. Like, the life you're going to live is the life. Like, don't.
Words are so powerful.
Bro. And it's not even that. It's just making up your mind that this is the kind of life that I will live.
Yes.
Like, this year alone, like, in January, I've traveled so much. And I'm going to travel a lot this year. And I was thinking about, oh, God. I'm like, I haven't spent a weekend in my house because I had to be away.
Yeah.
But I know, like, these are things I've said.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, literally, like, I'm like, when you're young and you're like, I want to travel. It's not funny, like, what that does to your body, what that does to, like,
it's a lot.
Living out of a suitcase sometimes, being in unwanted place. I'm kidding. By unwanted place, I mean Ozzy's house.
Lies. You're
so Ozzy does this thing. Ozzy does this thing where she's happy to see me on Friday and Saturday. Then by Sunday, she's like,
I'm okay, over it.
Yeah, time out. You need to leave. And, you know, that's another, like, painful story. But, yeah, so say what you want. Like, set your standards. Yeah. And life will come up to your own standards.
Yes.
Like, if you say, I'm never going to fly Spirit Air. Spirit.
Oh.
You find cheap Delta flights. You find cheap, like, other airlines. Like, say just say what you want.
Go for it, babes.
And guys. Exactly, because guys listen.
That's true.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Handsome men. Keep listening. Share to your friends. Another one is Thanksgiving is a lifestyle.
Mm.
See, if you had written down some points, you'd have had a lot to say, Ozzy.
Listen. As we're talking, the Holy Spirit is even adding. So
okay, just so say one more.
No, you're not going to expand on yours.
Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. We're going to pick now, yeah. Like, don't wait till something great happens.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to thank God. I was actually talking to someone recently, and they were like, oh, yeah, that they were thanking God for something. And then they remembered something God had done for them. And I'm like, that's literally how Thanksgiving does.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not thankful, and that reminds me, actually, the month is almost over. I need to do, like, my monthly Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's something that, you know, I learned, like, it's not, and when you find yourself in that place of Thanksgiving, things start happening on a remarkable level just for you.
That's a good one. Okay, so one thing I learned in 2022 is the person that you're becoming is a result of the choices and the decisions that you're making.
Ooh.
I mean, that goes without, like, kind of saying, but I think I learned that. I feel like in 2022, I made decisions that kind of, I realized, like, certain conversations, certain decisions brought me to certain places that I never really expected at the beginning of the year.
Mm.
And I look back at it and I was just like, wow, like, I kind of can see, looking back now, this is, like, this is why this happened.
Right.
And so now in 2023, I'm very intentional about, you know, the decisions. I realize, like, every day as I get up, every decision, I talk to myself, like, okay, Ozzy, like, this is, you know, this is a step forward in where you want to go.
Mm.
And, you know, even, like, I'm even, you know, trying to be more intentional about the conversations I even have.
Mm-hmm.
People that I hang around with, I mean, it's a constant. It's a journey. It's a, you know, a constant thing. But I think that's really important. That was something I learned from 2022 that I'm going to definitely apply in 2023.
Yeah. I think, yeah, that's cool. I mean, next, I want us to kind of talk about, like, 2023, looking forward to 2023.
Yeah.
Something that I am doing this year is, like, oh, I've learned, you know, I talked about, like, goals versus wishes. Like, this year, I've made up my mind that I'm going to be productive. And I started with a vision board. So I already know what my year at the end is going to look like.
Mm.
And that, like, I love that for myself. Like, I love that I have a vision board. I know that this is where I'm going. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've spent time on the vision board. Because it was important for me to keep my goals always in my face.
Yes.
Because if you have goals that you write in your planner and you don't
open up.
You need to be seeing them. They need to be confronting you all the time.
I'm a visual person. Mm. And I realized that there's a reason why God asked Moses to write it down on a tablet and make it plain. Like, no, make it so that any man that can see can run with
that
the
was
vision.
Habakkuk.
Was it Habakkuk?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going. Yeah, well, but even the commandments were written down so you don't forget.
Right.
You know, the law was written down so you don't forget.
Right? Yeah. So
I think that's something. And then also, like, every day, if you made progress every single day, like, your life would be remarkable. Mm-hmm. So I'm not joking with my to-do list. I'm putting my to-do list, like, every single day I have stuff that I'm doing that add towards my goal.
Yeah.
There are days where I don't do a lot, but I did one thing that adds towards my goal.
Yeah. And actually, it's important to actually one thing I've been saying, and, you know, going back to how important words are, mm-hmm. I always say to myself, I'm better today than I was yesterday. Yeah. Because sometimes it's easy.
To believe it.
Yeah.
And it's easy to feel like you haven't grown.
You haven't grown. You haven't done anything.
And even your words will make you to grow, because exactly. That already orients you that, oh, wait, today I'm better. So I'm going to do better.
Yeah. And also, even to recognize progress. Because I realized even 1% progress.
It's progress.
It's progress. And you have to celebrate that 1%. Even if it's like, okay, yesterday, maybe you said like, okay, you want to eat healthier. Okay, all right. Yesterday you ate a pizza, but today for lunch you chose to eat a salad. That's progress. Yeah. Celebrate that progress and say, okay, yeah, I'm making better, healthier choices. And I feel like if you consistently do that, you'll find that, wow, like, you'll look back at the year like, wow, like, I ate healthier in 2023 than I did in 2022.
Yes. Even though it wasn't every day.
Even though it wasn't every day.
And doing something 3 times a week is more consistent than doing something once every 4 months.
Yeah.
Or than doing something once and giving up in your mind. Like,
yeah.
Even twice a week, every week is consistent.
Yeah.
And that's how to build consistency.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, someone who did the same thing twice a week, for every, like, the pattern will be so strong.
Yeah.
Than you, like, oh man, you know. So start with small goals, start with baby goals, but do things that, you know, lean towards your
goals. Celebrate your small wins.
Yeah. I mean, this year we're trying to keep the podcast to under like 1 hour or something, or to at least an hour. But I hope that we would get a chance to come back and talk about like our friendship and things that we've learned.
Definitely.
Yeah, let me just even build up for that, because again, back to like growing up, yes. And like coming to the US by myself, I think I always had the opportunity to like be by myself a lot. So like, even though I had like friends and people around me, most of my very, very close friends actually were people that were away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just around like in the city where I live, like, you know, acquaintances, coworkers. So I never really had like people all up in my face. And so I went through like this, you know, maybe long period where it's about me, like, I need to go out. I'm ready at the time I want to leave, and I leave when I say I want to leave. Like, I want to get something. Like, everything was on my time and my schedule. And mm-hmm. So having to interact so closely with another human being, it made me realize, like, bro, number one, everything is not about you. Even though, like, I'm not naturally a selfish or stingy person, but all being by yourself makes you think about you and how things are comfortable for you, or how this works out for you. So I you know, I had to confront, like, okay, what if someone is different? Like, how do you deal with that?
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the beauties, like the grace, the amount of grace you've given me in just learning, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've taught you a lot, man. Be grateful to God.
Okay, thanks. but yeah, so hopefully we'll come back and talk about that, and, you know,
yeah,
other things.
Let's unpack that, because there's, I think a lot of people, I think that's one of the things that people wanted to know about us, like,
yeah, just
talk about that a lot, but
yeah. I mean, there's so much I've learned, like, just I wish I can really, really go into it, but I wonder, maybe it'd be good to have other people here to kind of share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I've learned so much about myself. And when I say I've learned more, it's mostly like about myself, like having to like encounter, having to like look at myself and be like, yeah, it's like, you're not as patient as you think you are. Like, you're not such a great listener. Like, you, and even you having the boldness, like, tell me stuff about myself and wait for me to change. And like, wait for me to improve. Let me not say change, like improve and get better. And there were things that I didn't get better about in instant.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
was a,
I mean,
like,
but
was
I didn't
a curve.
Just, I didn't wait. I believed that you would.
I mean, be patient.
Like, yeah.
Let me use that word. Like, patient, like, oh, I'm not just going to cancel this person because they're a certain way.
Right.
You know, I know I'm making myself seem really bad. Like, all these things.
She's not.
I'm such an angel.
I wouldn't say angel, but Let's use different words, but like, I mean, you're you.
What does that mean?
I love you. You're awesome. Like, I love you. Like, but like, I don't know about angel.
Would you describe yourself as an angel?
No, definitely okay. Not.
So who's an angel to you then?
I mean, who's an angel to me?
Sonia.
Sonia and her beautiful daughter.
Yeah, Sonia and Sophia, the angels. Yeah, I guess me and you don't fit in angel category, but that's fine because the Holy Spirit lives in me.
Shout out to Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. Hey, Sonia. Hello, everybody, and thank you for all. I know a lot of you are going to be listening for the first time this year and in a long time. I want to say a special shout out to everybody, to the people that have supported, to even the person that sent in money, right? To the people that are like, yeah, someone. So you may have, you may have heard like the improved audio. Because someone literally found a podcast mic and said, Ricky, I think you should buy this. Like, I didn't even have to research, yeah. So I've really just been blessed with, like, the greatest listeners. And guys, like, people just listening and saying, hey, I really love your podcast. And I went somewhere and someone walked up to me and was like, oh, you're Ricky.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I listened to your
podcast. You didn't tell me about that.
I did tell you.
You did?
You just don't be remembering things I told
dang.
You. I told you. And, like, I was with, like, Pastor Nicole and she was like, yeah, I know Pastor Nicole. I'm like, first of all, you don't know her, but like, she's like, yeah, they just feel like my family.
You've never met the person before.
I never met the person. I didn't even know them. Like, I think
you had your first family.
I had my first family, and it was humbling because I'm like, wait, what? How do you know me? Like, so that was nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Please keep sharing the podcast. Like, you guys are the reason why I keep doing it. Shout out to Jane. Shout out to, I mean, so many people. Like,
so
if I start,
many people.
Yeah. If I start, you know, and shout out to people that listen
shout
and
out to
share.
To the entire world.
To the entire world, because there are people from like different countries.
Global.
It is a global, yeah, because people from different countries listen.
Yeah.
And so this year we're coming, you know, I'm coming improved and, you know, really want to have this conversation. Tell me the best moment from this podcast, what you learned, and, you know, sending questions. Like, let's start having questions and, you know.
How are they sending questions though?
I'll put like a link.
Okay.
I'll put a link out so they can send questions.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for working with me and thank you for, you know, being with me again in 2023. I'm looking forward to the family expanding. I'm looking forward to having really interesting conversations and, you know, thank you so much, Ozzy, for being here and like
thank
agreeing
you for
to do this
having
with
me. This has been a pest.
It has. Hopefully you listen to my podcast this year because
Ozzy
doesn't listen to
I'll listen podcast. To this one.
Of course you will.
Because
so
I want
it. Yourself. But it's fine.
I listen to all. Don't listen
I mean,
to her. I listen to all her podcasts.
She did,
well, not all of them, but I have listened to her podcast.
But I told myself that it's not important to me that people that are close to me listen to my podcast because it would just be too much headache. Like, yeah, it's not that important to me. But it'll be nice every now and then. Thank you, Lily. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Enjoy.
See you next time.
See ya.